Circular economy, where are we on the journey?
Yeah, we really kicked off the circular economy today, and we all know that we have issues with energy and climate change, and especially a total unfair use of scarce resources in the world. However, do we really have scarce resources in the world? In fact, we don't, because there are no molecules leaving this planet. A little bit of helium, the rest remains here. Only in different places, the carbon which was underground in fossil resources is now in the air. And if we can redesign the economy and see that also as an economic growth model to reuse all those molecules, then we do not have scarce resources, and we can all benefit from that in the world. We kicked that off today. It needs a new mindset. It needs technology development, and it needs also all companies and governments participating in different business models, different systems. Is it impossible? No. Until we have done it, we show that it's possible.
How big an opportunity is the circular economy? What difference could it really make if it was mainstreamed and went to scale?
We have made some calculations, and you do not talk about billions, but you could talk about a trillion. So you talk about huge opportunities here. And it's quite clear, because you talk about really changing current supply chains. We're all being scared that we're running out of those. And of course, if you look to the billion richest people in the world who now use 40 to 50% of all resources, that is an unsustainable, even unfair, but also unsustainable distribution. That has to change. Good news, it can change.
So circular economy may be a great idea, but that's a good idea doesn't necessarily happen in reality. What needs to change? What are the key drivers of actually making this significant sort of new enterprise?
A mindset change, that it is possible, first of all. We all see that that is even the biggest blocker. Secondly, some systems. We have new ideas to reduce the CO2 emission of cows, but we do not have the policies to do that. We have new technologies, if I only use our company, for using waste as a raw material from crops to make fuels and materials, etc. We do it especially in the US. Europe is lacking still the policy. We can even take, at this moment, the carbon in the air as a raw material instead of the carbon which is underground in fossil resources. That would be great, but it's uneconomical at today's conventions. So we need a different mindset. We need different policies which can make this economical feasible, and we need further to develop the technology.
Great. Thank you very much.